to find it all for you.
Hi, and good evening. Okay, so we are going to do, finally, the pendulum part two, which is mostly based on the history as to where it's come from, why there was a halt on it again, and who was the first prophecy to actually, or oracles who would use to do this, and use the pendulum for actual points. This is also going to show some of the scientific aspects of a pendulum, as well as the spiritual part. So I hope you enjoy this, and then yes, we are definitely still doing a reading one that will most probably be released tomorrow, just a little for, but I will discuss that more at the end of the episode. We are going to be dealing first with the scientific, and then we will be dealing with the spiritual history. So one of the earliest pendulums was in 1st century, a seismometer devised by the Chinese scientist Zhang Heng, as it swayed to indicate the level of an earthquake tremor. Around 1602, Galileo Galilei studied pendulum properties after watching a swinging lamp in the Cathedral of Pisa's domed ceiling. The pendulum was used in a clock in 1656 by Dutch scientist Christian Huygens to increase timekeeping accuracy from 15 minutes to 15 seconds per day. Around 1660, Robert Hooke studied the conical pendulum and used the resulting motion of the device as a model to analyze the planet's optical motions, the way the universe spins. Okay, so the first thing we definitely have to say is, thanks to Christian Huygens, well, that is why we have a more accurate timekeeping from 15 minutes to 15 seconds. So he is the reason why we have feelings of long work days. Also, a nice little thing, Galileo Galilei used also the mass, was an astrologer. So he also used most probably the pendulum in a way to predict how the universe is swinging or rotating depending on the atmosphere. Well, a space. I'm guessing there's not much atmosphere. Alright, so that's the scientific points I've decided to share. And then we will get into the spiritual one now. Alright, so we are now going to look at the spiritual one. There's not much I could figure out because of John Pope the 22nd. And that we only started becoming more spiritual later in life. I will most probably try and look if there's any more information, but this is so far that I could find. Throughout thousands of time periods, historians have continued to discover evidence of pendulum use. It started that the historical pendulums have been used by the Panthical Oracle of Delphi, 400 BC. French explorer mathematicians in the 1600s and even the Italian scientists in the 1500s. However, just like anything, the pendulum has had its fair share of criticism. John Pope the 22nd in 1300 CE began persecuting witches who used this tool, which only came back in the 17th century due to the rise of people starting back into spirituality. Like I said, there's not much on the history at this point. We might come back to this aspect and continue talking about it later on as there is more evidence found. But thanks to the Panthical Oracle of Delphi, there was definitely use of it before Christ. And since the 17th century, when we started becoming more spiritually awake and more focused on the spiritual realms, there is definitely a lot more that will come into play. Hi. Okay, so if I find any more information on the history of divination when using pendulums, I will post them on a separate episode. I might have to go through individual countries and look at the history through what type of France and Italy, and then maybe even through Egypt and in Europe itself. Maybe there's some history that's not being, that I couldn't find yet. That I can probably give a whole episode based on different countries and what their aspects or history was with the pendulum. And then another thing is, I will be looking at all the other divination tools there is, and I'll select another one again, and then I will start doing research on that as well, and then give a podcast based on which one that might be. I'm not 100% sure yet. Okay, and then I'm going to end the episode. It's definitely a short one, so sorry about that. On this, I'm busy. I've just finished the research and the episode for the next card reading. It's going to be based on the seven deadly sins and the process as to why and under which religions they belong mostly. So this will be the original seven deadly sins. There's a couple of other things I saw. There was the 13 black zodiacs, which looked really interesting, that I might start doing research on that and then compiling an episode as well as a card reading based on those 13 black zodiacs. But otherwise, blessed be and have a safe journey forward.